At the 2013 Ag Connect Expo, I am visiting with Trevor Meekham, Case IH. First of all, Trevor, what do you do for the company?
I am the North American Marketing Manager for Case IH, AFS, Advanced Farming Systems, all their GPS products, and so I oversee their line for the Case IH brand.
Well, this morning I attended a networking breakfast that was titled Making the Most of Precision Ag. I have all this data. Now what? Case sponsored that, and that got me thinking, let's find out what Case is doing in this precision area.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the big things that we actually are, you know, looking at, as well as other companies that are looking at that out there, is how we master this whole idea of big data. And you know, for a lot of years, there's a lot of growers out there, even from the agronomist side and in every industry, whoever's using precision farming products. One of the things that we find is this overabundance of information with data, and how do we control that? How do we package it? How do we bring that back down to a level that is simple to use, easy to store, easy to transfer? How do we get the collaborative effort between our growers, our field consultants, our farm managers, our crop consultants, all of those areas? And what we're looking at from a perspective of Case IH is really to start planning and develop a position that we can manage that more effectively, whether it's through the software services that we offer, whether it's through, you know, telematics capability. We want to be able to get from point A to point B in an efficient manner where our people are able to utilize it just as easily as they use, let's say, their cell phone today and some of the applications that they provide with that. That's really where we want to be able to move to the next step and making sure that it's a seamless environment where we can decipher and put that information together more effectively.
One thing that Terry Griffin, the presenter, mentioned, and there are several good notes I took away from that, was the kind of seeing a need for some third-party support, he was calling it. Do you see that kind of need in terms of you know, you've got a company like Case with your product, software, hardware, the farmer. You've got, you know, these various elements of this system, if you will. Do you think there's a role to play there, or is that something that that you're trying to do? Is kind of, you know, how can we be the company that supplies our customers with a full system, in all aspects of it?
Absolutely. So I think the biggest thing that we have to look at is how we break that down from a third-party supplier, meaning do we have organizations who are out there that we can partner with who maybe do that better? You know, what often really comes to mind is that whole, you know, the whole phrase of, you know, jack of all trades, master of none. And what you really strive to be is that jack of all trades, master of one, right? And where we are seeing the technology culture really override the iron culture as a part of that. We have to be smart in the decisions, not only with our partners that we have, but who those partners are and what is their specialty at the end of the day. What is it that really they can help achieve us where we may not have all the answers? And that's okay that we don't, because I think this is a learning curve for everybody as a part of that. So I think there are opportunities out there in the way that others can deliver it from a third-party application. I think there are also ways in delivering it from cloud-based services versus the USB stick, because, you know, if they can get lost, or you've just got mounds and mounds of data and you end up going, oh, well, maybe I'll get to that next week and put it on there, and then all of a sudden it's next season, right? And so those are the things that we have to really look at is, let's make it simple for the user. If it's cloud-based, and put that in there. And I realize that that word can be a bit touchy at times because people are concerned with proprietary information and sharing that information. But there are obviously those protections that we always want to be able to put in those offerings that we currently have still even today with just that USB stick or anything else as well. So I do think that, you know, we have to make sure that we're keeping a keen eye on who we do partner with and who can help us get to the, you know, the achievable goal that and path that we've set.
Well, it was also said that investing into precision equipment software can pay off relatively quickly. Things like GPS guidance, pretty short payback period, it sounds like. But with all of this, I would imagine, as I think you alluded to here, it's probably only as valuable as you make use of it and make sure that you're working to try to kind of keep up with the technology too.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you've hit it spot on. What you put into it is really what you're going to get out of it at the end of the day. What we want to try is to create is an environment where what the customer does put into it, because they do have a lot to manage at the end of the day in their operation. Whether it's 500 acres or 50,000 acres, there is a lot of management that goes on in the precision agricultural side, and they really have to pay attention to what information they're, you know, getting, the inputs that they're putting in the ground. And for us to be able to create an environment of hitting a button and sending it back to the office and downloading it that can already be populated, as an example, via through telematics, or sharing that data information in real time with their agronomist as a part of that, to say, whoa, hold on, you need to back off on what your application is, because these are the results that are coming off of immediately off of what this their operation is that they're aware of. You know, this is the kind of information when you start becoming extremely useful that can be then organized as needed. And I think that's where the biggest benefit on ROI is going to be for that customer, is to have that information at their fingertips. And part of that needs to come from us as suppliers of that precision farming technology, and we do that through our training services, right? We do that through our AFS Academy training. We do it through getting the questions answered through AFS support. These are the field experts. These are the support center experts who can help give back better answers, and hopefully at a much quicker pace than what they're needing it in real time.
Well, I have found it interesting to see a number of farmers here pulling out their smartphone and sharing field yield maps. Like, you know, hey, look at this one. Can you believe this? And shows me that they are paying attention and are making use of it. And it's interesting to see the mobile aspect of that through devices like these gadgets we love to call smartphones or tablets. Another concept broached and discussed, generate a little discussion in the session you sponsored, is on the idea of this sharing of information, where, you know, if my farm, I get this data, I can look at it and use it for my decisions. But in a broader sense, if there was a way or a system or something where that data could kind of be combined to, it was suggested that could be more helpful to more people. But then there's a lot of concerns that go with that, too.
Sure. So I think the biggest thing that you look at is creating a collaboration, right? So if I'm in a position as the owner and or farm manager where I need to be able to share live data as a part of that, and that data from a central location that I'm feeding to needs to go to my stake, you know, my shareholders as an example, or I need to have that information also sent to my accounting as a part of this, my field consultants, my independent laboratories who are doing my, you know, testing on nitrogen and those things of nature. What I'm looking at as a part of that, and we become, as you mentioned, looking at the smartphone applications and tablets, and we're going, wait a minute, I could use these three items, but maybe I can't use this. And this, to me, this is really defining how we spell logic out of digital chaos, right? What do we need as a part of it? And it really is a digication, not an education, in how we utilize this kind of information. And so we look at what are the tools that can provide that kind of information and collaboratively work together that make the most sense to deliver that. But the other great thing that you're pointing out that I completely agree with is sensitivity in information and how it can be shared. Our position, at least from Case IH on that, is proprietary information to the customer is that information in which they're collecting for their profitability from year to year. That being yield data or what their inputs are and what their ROI is a part of that. Now, if you have telematics from me as a part of that, and you want as a customer, you want to go to my dealer and say, hey, look, I want you to be able to view my diagnostics and the health machine status, but I don't need you seeing my yield information, then we need to create the environment where they can check a box and extract that piece without losing the functionality as an example so that they can still see that. But that other proprietary yield data, that's their information, nobody else gets to see. That's the way that we see that this can be a more controlled environment and protect the customer's best interest.
Well, one more question before we go here. We always like to ask this, you know, whether this is a product or service thing, is what's new. I mean, what right now would be kind of like the new thing you'd like to showcase in this precision ag area?
You know, one of the biggest things that we're looking at from our Pro 700 display with Case IH is, you know, there's been a lot of requests and further support in terms of the training and support. We're very good at focusing and emphasizing the new products as a part of that. One of the biggest things that we want people to understand is how we are putting our producers first. With every product, as you well, you know as well as I do, especially from the electronics side, what is the biggest thing that always people have to come back to with that? And that is support. You know, how are you going to support me after you sell, right? How am I going to continue to utilize this and train me on what I've bought into today and protect my investment? Part of that comes from our AFS Support Center, comes from our AFS Academy, comes from these new apps, the new application that we've developed as a part of that as well, to allow our customers to become more familiar, get more education and training at their fingertips, right? We're seeing a lot of these mobile applications from the tablet era, from all of these smartphones, as we're calling them as well, just migrate from the consumer electronics side of what we use every day right into the precision ag industry. We need to make sure that we're very, you know, we're covering off all the details that we need to make them more educated about what they have and putting it into a convenience, into something such as what they use every day in their phones. Those are the areas, and being able to support that 24/7 truly is making the difference. So when that customer is out there by themselves at 1 a.m. planting, they have a lifeline. They have somebody on the under there, because that can be a lonely time when something doesn't go right. And you're saying, boy, I hope somebody on the other end really knows what they're talking about. We've launched AFS Academy, AFS Support Center as well, and we're looking at different type of multimedia tools to enhance that customer experience to get them to the next level of that support.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Trevor, for talking with me here at AgConnect Expo, kind of what's new in the precision area from Case IH. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.